Thank you so much. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we please close our eyes before I speak? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for a Father like you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for a Savior like you. And Lord, I pray that tonight we would see you show yourself to us, you who was lifted up. And you promised that you would draw all men to you. Lord, that would help us to see the magnitude and the glory of what you did for us on the cross, and help us to put our faith in you afresh and anew, and be strengthened in our faith to the honor and glory of your name. Amen. Now, I'm speaking on the bronze serpent as a shadow of the Lord Jesus. And we find the story in Numbers 21, where the Israelites murmured against Moses and against God, and God sent fiery serpents that the serpents bit them or struck them, and many died. Then the Israelites repented, and they asked Moses to pray for them. And then in Numbers 21, verse 8, it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live." So just imagine for a moment what it would must have been like many thousand years ago, being bitten by something equivalent to a mamba and knowing you're about to die. There's no hope for you. And then serpent was lifted up, and they were told, look unto the serpent and live. And that is what many did, and they lived. And the Lord Jesus referred to this happening in John chapter 3, which I'm sure we all very familiar with, the story when Nicodemus came and saw the Lord Jesus in secret. And then the Lord Jesus told him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a man is born again, he will not see or inherit the kingdom of heaven." And Nicodemus asked him, "But how can that be? Must I go the second time into my mother's womb?" And the Lord Jesus told him, "No, Nicodemus. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit." And then Nicodemus said, "But how can that be?" And then the Lord Jesus referred to the snake that Moses lifted up in John chapter 3, verse 14, and he said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So where does this thing about the serpent come in with being born again? Now, friends, there's something much more severe and dangerous and ugly than a serpent. And friends, that is the sinful nature that each one of us were born with. Friends, sin is ugly. It hurts us. It destroys our lives. It destroys our relationship with God. It hurts our family and people closest to us, our sin. And the sad thing about sin is sin we cannot overcome in our strength, because the Lord Jesus said, "He who commits sin is a slave to sin." That is the sad reality about sin. And friends, just as we can do nothing to be born, it requires a miracle to be born of the Spirit, so we cannot do anything to be born again. It's not by religious works, it's not by efforts of the flesh, but it requires a divine miracle that somebody be born again. So now, how does that happen? Friends, something that sounds so simple, to look unto Jesus and live. Look unto Jesus and live. Look with faith at Jesus and live. When we look into at him, the Lord Jesus said, he came to his own, but his own received him not. But unto all, that's John 1 verse 12, but to all who have received him, he gave the power to become children of God. Those who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So it is by accepting him, believing in him, that we are born again. He's in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, it says, for our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So just as Moses lifted up the serpent on the stick, on the pillar in the desert, so the Lord Jesus was lifted up. And when he was lifted up, he became sin. He became my sin and your sin. And the judgment of God fell on him. He bore my shame. He bore my punishment. He bore my sin so that I can become the righteousness of God. I can be forgiven. I can be shameless. I can be bold, and I can have the glory of God. It was the exchange that he made. And friends, it is by believing in him, believing with my heart and confessing with my mouth what he's done, that that miracle happens. And so in Romans chapter 6, we read that he asks, should we continue with sin so that grace can abound? And he says, definitely not. Do we not know that we who are baptized with Christ into Christ's death were baptized into his death? In other words, consider yourselves dead to sin. Now, friends, the sad reality is of many of us do not experience that victory of sin. And instead of living that Romans 6 life, we live a Romans 7 life. And where we want to do what's right, but we find sin always getting the better of us. And I was at that very position about 10 years ago where I was at the end of myself. I lay on my bed and I cried and I said, Lord, I am that wretched man. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from that body of death? Yes, Lord, I'm a Christian. But here I'm battling. I'm battling with thoughts that are not pleasing to you. And the more I try not to think them, the more I think them. And I was at a place of despair. And I said, Lord, show me, how do I get from Romans 7 to Romans 8? Where it says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Because what the law was powerless to do because of the flesh, Christ did by coming as the flesh, and so he condemned sin in the flesh. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And I said, Lord, how do I walk in the Spirit? Lord, you promise in John 15, you say, if you abide in me, you will bear fruit. Lord, how do I abide in you? Lord, you promised in John 7, verse 37, if any man thirsts, let him come to me. I said, Lord, I'm thirsty and I'm coming to you. What must I do? And it says, but he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from his innermost being. I said, Lord, that's what I desire. And he said to me, just believe. That I've done a full work for you. I've done everything for your sanctification. Just accept that in childlike faith. Believe that you are a new creation. Believe that there is no more condemnation. Believe that you, Peter, that one who you dislike so much, who you hate, that one has died with me, and now you are a new creation. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you, as we read in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So, friends, I don't know where you are spiritually. Maybe you've never even accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And I encourage you, friend, accept him as your Savior, the Savior that you can be born again. But, friends, maybe you are like me, who have accepted the Lord Jesus at a very young age, but you are battling with sin. Friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just briefly, how do you get it to go from your head to your heart? If you did Freedom in Christ, you would have learned about Stronghold Buster this Thursday. Friends, that really helped me. That night, God helped me, and but now and then I would battle again, and I had to remind myself of the truths. But that tool of a Stronghold Buster, writing down the lies that I've been believed and renouncing them, writing down the truth of what the Bible says and announcing them, and then many verses that support that, reading that over and over again renewed my mind. That is what I encourage you to do. God bless you all.